It's the Tabak Show. Hey guys,
Hi.
Welcome to the show. My name is Eric Nam and I'm your host of the Tabak Show. And you may have figured out who's here, but we have a good friend of ours, a good friend of mine, as well as a good friend of Dive Studios. We're joined here in LA by Miss Alexa.
Wow! LA Law.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. Yeah. I'm doing pretty good.
Well, first of all, welcome to LA.
Thank you.
You've been here how long?
I've been here, I think this is my fifth day here so
okay.
far. Yeah, fifth or fourth.
And you were, I mean, so much to talk about.
Yeah, it's been a while. So
it's been like a year since you were on Tabak Show.
It has been a year.
Because that's when your last song came out.
Correct.
Or album, or I forgot, was it an album?
Ow.
You know, everything is like, there's
comebacks.
So many comebacks, you know, that I was talking to you about at that point. But you're in LA.
Yes.
Welcome to LA. How does it feel to be in the States? I saw that it's your first time back in like 3 years.
Yeah, it's been literally 3 years since I've been back in the States. Like, let alone, I think the last time I was in the States, it was LA. Like 3 years ago, for 3 days, for work.
Yeah.
And then, so that's not really fun.
It's
but
work. Yeah, but you're here now. Like, how long are you here?
Well, there's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
That's the reasons why I'm here. I mean, two days ago now, I sang the national anthem at the Dodgers
game. Super cool. How was that?
So nerve-wracking.
Yeah?
Because it's like, it's not just like my mood. It's not like just my like song. So if I mess up, it's like, meh, it's my song. But it's the national freaking anthem at a Dodgers game.
I'm sure you killed it.
I mean, I did okay. I would like to have done better.
Time out. Confirm or deny, as a child or mm-hmm. as a singer growing mm-hmm. up, right? You will watch all those star-spangled banners and all these things. You're like, if I were on that stage, if I was at that Super Bowl, if I was doing, you know, that baseball game,
mm-hmm.
this is how I would sing it. And then were you ever at one point inspired by, let's say, the Christina Aguilera versions?
I mean, the thing is, I love XTN. I love Miss Christina Aguilera. So, I mean, growing up, I watched almost everything she did. But I knew that I didn't have the chops. I didn't have the pipes. So, I wasn't going to be like… I never attempted that.
I would be like, dang, lady can sing. Let's see what I can do.
But you know who surprisingly has a good anthem singing video? Jack Black.
Really?
I was very surprised. I mean, I knew he could sing because, you know, Tenacious D and everything. But he sang the alphabet.
The alphabet really well. A, B, C.
Tenacious D. But it was surprisingly good.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to look up your Star Spangled Banner.
No, you don't have to.
Well,
those
I'm
watching
sure
don't
TikTok
have to.
Somewhere.
You don't have to look at it. It probably is on the TikToks.
But anyways, okay, so you did that.
Yes.
What else are you doing while you're here?
Well, actually, after today's little filming, I've got a fan sign at Amoeba.
Ooh.
Ooh.
How exciting is that?
Very exciting. It's my first in-person fan signing.
In ever?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All
right. Yes. What are you looking forward to? Are you nervous? Are you excited?
I'm really excited for the most part, but I'm just a little bit nervous because it's like having been at like Umakpangsong and everything, you know, there's just like staff there and just like other groups. So you don't really see fans or just masses of people. I haven't been around like crowds in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of overwhelmed at Dodgers, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So many people.
Yeah.
I'm a wee bit claustrophobic. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be okay.
It's going to be great.
I'm a little excited, you know, innit? Yeah.
You're vaccinated.
I'm vaccinated.
You're living your best life.
Gotta keep the masks on when we're doing the fan
yes.
zone. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Why did that just happen?
I don't know. But I like it. I don't hate it,
all
really.
Right.
I truly don't. It's quite lovely, I think. Don't you?
Yeah.
But, okay, so tell me about your outfit.
Outfit?
I walked in, I was like, she is in an awesome getup.
Thank you.
What's going on? Like, what was the inspiration?
The inspiration was definitely, I think, maybe showboat style.
Like uniform, school uniform.
Bit, yeah, a little bit of punk rock, you know.
Yeah, but I like the hat.
Thank you.
It has like a little…
It's got a little moon on it, I think.
It's like a moon with a cross
moon
and like… I showed up and I was like, I'm so underdressed for this.
It's okay. It's your show, my guy. You dictate what you look like.
That's. Do I dictate what I look like?
Do you?
Sometimes it does not work out the way I want it to work out.
That's okay.
You know?
That's okay.
But we all have those days.
We do.
And we're processing it.
We are.
The best we can.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so you have a fan signing. What else? Like, are you shooting? Are you doing it? Is it like a music video? Like, I feel like you're always going to be here and you're like sneaking music videos in. And like,
I mean,
or you can't talk about it.
We're filming a lot of things. We have some film people with us. Oh, we've been filming a documentary while we're here.
A documentary.
And like for some behind contents and everything. Uh-huh. There's some other things going on that are like a little NDA at the moment.
Okay, okay.
But yeah.
So you're here for a few weeks. Are you seeing family at all?
Like, yes. Okay. My family actually flew up from Texas to come see me.
Oh, nice. So it's been a few years to see them too,
it's
right?
It's been exactly basically 2 years since I've seen my family.
Oh, that must be nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Was it emotional seeing them?
Yes. So whenever we arrived, we flew in the same day. But my staff and I, we got to the hotel like 2 hours before they came in. Uh-huh. And so we were like hiding in this cafe in the lobby waiting for them to come in. And then as soon as they walked in, like I ran to them and my mom and I started crying.
Oh. No, I feel it. Like, I feel like the pandemic has like kept people separated for so long.
It has.
Like, we have FaceTime, but it's not the same. Like, I think as we get back to quote unquote normal, mm-hmm. we're going to have a lot of those moments.
Definitely.
Because I remember when I saw my mom and my family, mm-hmm. I was like, this is so emotional, guys. Like, it's so good to see you. And then I got on stage at a festival uh-huh. in person mm. With people on stage
right.
or like in the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And I stepped out and I was like, oh. And I was like, I have to sing. And then I choked up and I was like, don't look.
I have to sing.
I was like, I didn't burp. It's just like, it was uncomfortable. But
I'm touched. Yeah. That's all.
But
it's
it was
emotions.
Cool. It was cool. But it's so good to see you here.
Aw, thank you.
Let's talk about your music real quick. You've obviously been… You've stayed active in Korea. You're
very
doing music.
Yes.
I saw you just acted.
Yes.
For the first time.
Yes.
You are hosting a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You're living your best life.
I am truly living my best life and I'm grateful for it every second. So. Yeah.
Your last release featured BM.
Yes, question mark.
What do you mean, question mark?
I mean, here's the thing. I feel like the title of the music video was a little bit misleading because it said like… I think it said featuring BM, but then like they changed it with BM or whatever.
Okay.
Because you would assume a feature means like on the track or something.
Okay.
But he was just in the music video.
True.
Because he's a homie. But.
Well, he's featured in the music video.
Yeah. Go watch Extra. If you haven't seen Extra, go watch it. If not for me, for Matthew. Thank you.
For both of them.
For both of us.
How did that come about?
So that's a really great question. I mean, I just know that like my staff is really close with DSP. And so Matthew and I are homies. So it's be in my video, do a little dancey dance. And he was like, yeah. So he did his little dancey dance.
I like his little dancey dance that you're showing us. It's nice little a shimmy.
Dancey dance.
Like a little shimmy going on.
Little shoulder work.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But what else have you been doing throughout the pandemic? I feel like… It's been a year since I saw you.
Yeah, it's been a lot. Let me think. So, Revolution happened. After Revolution, I had a ballad song come out at the beginning of this year in January, I think. Never Let You Go. it's like my first like ballad I've released.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was interesting because I've never done a ballad before. So, it was interesting trying to tackle like that like, kind of like…
The Korean-ness of the
ballad.
Well,
not so much. I mean, it was a very Korean ballad, I will say. Like, my staff all loved it, but then I was like, I don't listen to ballads normally, but this is definitely different than, like, the Western ballads I've heard.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Very cold when we filmed the music video, though. Very cold.
How did you guys shoot it?
We drove out to a place, as one does when they film a music video.
Yes.
I don't remember where it was, but it was just very cold outside. Like, we had hot, like, hot packs, like, in the pockets. I had ones taped to my back. Like, it was ridiculously cold.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I feel you. My first music video I ever shot was with Zany Bros.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. The first one I ever did, it was in a field of snow. It was negative 18 degrees Celsius that day.
Celsius?
Celsius.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what that is in American talk.
We shall find out.
Yeah, it's just really freezingly cold.
Negative.
And we had these dogs that are supposed to be like snow-loving dogs, but it was too cold for the snow-loving dogs.
Are you serious?
So they would not want to go in the snow. That was really, it was fun.
It was fun, he says.
It was freezing. Are you looking this up?
I am. Negative 18 degrees Celsius is… Oh, so it's just basically zero.
Oh, like zero degrees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it says 0.4, so almost like half a degree negative Fahrenheit.
Okay. All right, so like 0 degrees.
Yeah, 0 degrees.
We were in 0 degrees.
Oh, no, 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 fun. No, no.
But the sacrifices we make for culture…
Mm-hmm. Entertainment
for
other
entertainment,
people.
For entertainment.
Uh-huh.
For emotion.
Yes.
For love.
For love.
Of craft.
For love.
It's incredible.
Y'all don't know what goes on behind the scenes. When we release like behind the scenes videos, y'all are only seeing like half of what happens.
Like,
and it's only the good parts.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, it looks so pretty. It was like, yeah… You don't see what we're wrapped in below and…
Yeah. But let's see. After that… I think chronologically Quaithan was next. I had an OST that I sang. And then I hosted some festivals recently.
So you've been busy, busy.
Yeah. Pretty busy.
Good.
Thanks.
Are you… Outside of work, are you good?
Yeah, no. Outside of work, I'm actually doing pretty okay.
Yeah.
Definitely in a much better space than I was last year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
There's been growth.
That's great.
Thanks.
And I feel like it's really good to hear because I feel like in the pandemic, it's like… Everybody struggled in so many different ways. But
right.
So for some, if you're able to unlock growth, that's incredible.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Super cool. There was an interview that… We saw where you said you like to listen to ASMR.
Yes.
When you go to sleep particularly.
Yes.
Okay. As somebody that enjoys ASMR, you…
Yes, me.
Explain to me what you enjoy about ASMR.
So, okay. I think this all just ties back to like our childhoods maybe. I know some people don't like ASMR and then there's people like me who do. For me, I used to always fall asleep listening to like this piano track… Or like when I was like really young, like my mom would like play with my hair before I fell asleep. Uh-huh. And the thing is, I don't know, I forgot what it stands for. It's autonomous sensory meridian something with an R, I think. I don't know.
Radioactive telepathy.
Yes. Radioactive spiders. Spider-Man.
Yes.
And so I guess, you know, that kind of like tingliness that you get like through your nerves whenever like certain like… sounds trigger it. I don't know. It just helps me like fall asleep, you
really?
Know? Yeah. Especially because like, you know, Seoul is like a really noisy place.
It
Korea is very loud. I live right by like the street. So like I hear everything. But I don't know. It just helps me falling asleep. Yeah.
Have you shot like ASMR things before?
I actually have never done ASMR, but I would like to eventually.
Can you hear my weak fingernail? That's Alexa's. Alexa's yours. Great.
Thank you.
So like… The thing… If people are listening to this…
Yes.
And they don't like ASMR…
Okay.
They might be throwing up.
Okay. Then maybe we should stop. Please don't throw up. Thank you. Brought to you by Dive Studio.
We should put a trigger warning. There may be ASMR. I personally, there are certain times where I'm like, oh, ASMR is like kind of cool. But then I'm just like, I hate it sometimes.
Because it depends on what kind it is. Like, I hate eating ASMR.
Like,
okay, so you don't like mukbang either then?
I personally cannot watch mukbang.
Same. I don't like it.
It freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
In a way where it's like, I feel like whenever, like we're doing mukbang with Alexa or with Eric. I'm like, okay, we're going to call it mukbang because literally I'm eating on camera.
Yeah.
But it's not, I'm not going to order a cow.
Yeah, no.
And slice up a cow and eat an entire cow in a sitting.
Exactly. Like if it's in like someone's vlog and it's like, oh, this is like my mukbang. I mean, I've done a few for my like vlog channel, but it's not like I'm holding the food up to the camera like.
Like, yeah, like ASMR mukbang or when they eat so much. Like, because I think that was like the big thing. Yeah. Korea for a long time. It's like, watch this person actually gut an entire salmon. And eat the entire salmon chobap.
Eating 40 pounds of ramen. I'm like, no, the cholesterol.
It's like, A, the health effects.
Yeah.
B, even if you work out, like, the health effects.
It's not good for you.
C, it's so wasteful to me. You don't need all that food.
Exactly.
You don't need all those calories.
Exactly.
So that's where I was just like, I don't agree with this.
If you're buying that much food just for a video and you don't finish it, you could have given that food to someone who needs it. Like a food shelter. You know, like a food pantry.
A lot of other things. I mean, I'm not judging. I just feel like for me, it's not… I don't like it. You know? Like it's just not my thing. No judgment.
To each their own.
Yeah, to each their own. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's how I feel. I don't know. That's me. So wait, you've been doing a couple festivals. A lot of them have been digital in Korea, right?
Yes.
You've hosted some and all these different things. Are there festivals that you're wanting to do that you would love to be a part of?
Wanting to do?
Yeah. Or like anything in career-wise, music-wise that you're like, I really want to do this in the next year or two or three. Like,
I mean, eventually whenever things are safer again, I really want to do the Waterbomb Festival.
Ooh.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like my songs would look cool with people firing water at us.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Then aside from Waterbomb, I still really want to perform at Mama. I don't know. I don't know when that's going to happen. But I want to perform at Mama.
Yes. Mama people, if you're watching. Alexa wants to perform at Mama. There you go.
Thank you.
What would your dream Mama stage be?
My dream Mama stage? Oh man. I mean, I don't think I'd really need anything super like extravagant. Like a bunch of fire and lasers. But fire and lasers would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think… Ideally for me, I'd probably want to start with my debut song and then roll into whatever my newest release is.
Would you be open to doing like a collab? Because I feel like the end of the years, so many times it's like, we're going to smash all these people into one stage. Who would be on your dream stage?
Oh my God. Okay, so that's another thing. Maybe not so much just Mama in general, but like any of like the end of the year shows. Uh-huh. I want to do like a dance collab stage so bad. Uh-huh. But with who? I don't know. There's so many other dancers that I respect. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, for one, I really respect Chang Ah-sam and him. I mean, we're the same age. We're both produce people. Like, hi, we're both 96 as well. Can we have a collab stage, please? I mean, aside from like Chang Ah-sam and him, I don't know how far that could go because… Miss Lalisa, somebody from Blackpink, of course. She's incredible.
Yes.
Honestly, I also really respect Kino from Pentagon. Uh-huh. Kino, somebody from Pentagon. And Q, somebody from The Boys. Really good dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so it could be the five of you on stage, break the internet, award show, whichever one it is.
And but yeah.
We'll be here for it.
Thank you.
We will be here and Thank there you. For it. For people who don't know what Waterbomb is, is a festival in Korea where they just have… Everybody gets like water guns and there's just water everywhere.
It's ridiculous.
And there's like water guns on stage that like the artist can shoot at fans.
Yep, because if you shoot me in the eye, I'm shooting you right back.
Yeah, and then people are shooting the artist. It's in a non-aggressive way, I think. But it's outdoors and it's a big, fun, wet festival.
Yep. Summertime.
Summertime. Maybe next year will happen.
Hopefully, that'd be nice.
I hope nice. Festivals will come back next year.
I get
a vibe that they may. Mm. So everybody get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Please get vaccinated.
Please do. Please get vaccinated. If at all possible. I know some people may not be able to, but if you're able to get vaccinated, please get vaccinated.
Yes. I recently met somebody who was like, I'm not getting vaccinated.
Oh, and
I was
really? Like,
get away from me. Do not talk
do
to
not
me.
Do not come near me.
Yeah, look at me. Oh, no. And I was like, please wear your mask. I was like, but like… And then we were driving by like, take your mask off. And I was like, excuse me, sir. No. You, sir, need to put your mask on and you should get vaccinated.
Because that's another thing. Because we're here in the law. We're here in the Americas, the Miguks. Like in Korea, everybody wears a mask regardless. Like, I mean, we're used to wearing masks. It's been like a staple in Korea because of the pollution regardless. So we're used to it. But then I got here and in the airport, I saw people like without masks on. And I was like…
Yeah. It's very unnerving. Mm. I think it's unnerving. And then the other thing is like… Because I feel like I've gone in and out of Korea like through the pandemic like twice.
Yeah.
But every time you land, it's like a culture shock.
Yeah.
Because in Korea, it's like so everybody's wearing a mask.
It's mandated.
And then you're like paranoid. Like, yeah. Oh my God, I forgot a mask. And then I'm like freaking out. Mm-hmm. And then here, nobody wears a mask. And then you're like, oh my God, nobody has a mask.
Or like when they wear it, they keep it like below their chin. Well, and I'm like, what is the point?
And I was like, you technically have a mask, but your chin does not need a mask.
Exactly. Your chin doesn't need a mask.
Your nose and your mouth need a mask. So… But stay healthy. If you're not vaccinated, everybody please get vaccinated. Mm-hmm.
Wear a mask. I mean, we're just in the studio recording. That's the only reason we don't have them on. But the camera crew has them on. So mask. Yes. Vaccine.
Please. Do it.
Yes.
Anyways. All right. We're going to do some fan questions.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here is from Joe Dog. If you could be in any Broadway show, mm-hmm. what would it be? Alternatively, what's your favorite musical to belt in your room?
Okay. Well, I did just see this on the tweeters the other day. They made me very happy.
Okay.
So I'm a really big fan of the Beetlejuice musical.
I've never seen it.
That's okay. But you've seen the movie, right? With Mike. You've never seen Beetlejuice?
I've never seen Beetlejuice.
Eric!
I know. Look.
Eric!
Okay. Text me this so I remember.
I will.
And I will watch it. And we can talk about
it. It's on Netflix.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
Should be on American Netflix.
I don't
Netflix.
Know why. I think as a kid, I was always freaked out about it.
Really?
It was just like, it's like a cockroach. Is a person a cockroach? Is a person actually a cockroach? I don't know.
No.
And his name is literally Beetlejuice. So I imagine like a beetle or cockroach getting crushed and there's like guts.
No. I mean, it's a Tim Burton movie. So I mean, it's a little dark, but it's still like, it meant for like older kids, like teens, adults. There is an F-bomb in the movie. So I mean, it's
scandalous.
Definitely not like a children's movie.
Yeah.
But it's one of my favorites.
Okay, I'll have to watch it. But there's a Beetlejuice movie and there's a musical?
Yes, there's a musical. Okay. But sadly, I think 2 years ago due to the pandemic, it shut down on Broadway.
Okay.
But a few days ago, they announced they're finally going to be reopening on Broadway.
That's exciting.
The ticket sales happened today, actually. But not that I'll be able to go. But I really love the music for the musical. I think it was really well written. Like the score is fantastic. Mm. So if I could ever somehow even just be the ensemble in that, that'd be fine.
Do you have a favorite song from that musical?
Yes, it's actually… well, there's a few. But one of them is Lydia's first solo. It's called Dead Mom. The plot-wise is her mom is dead and she's singing to her dead mom. Like she can still feel her there, you know. But it's called Dead Mom. And then there's a number by Miss Argentina called What I Know Now.
That like completely flew over my entirely tall head.
Oh yeah, you haven't seen Beetlejuice. You don't understand the Miss Argentina Lydia thing.
I don't, but
it's really good.
If our listeners know anything about Beetlejuice, mm-hmm. I'm sure they're loving it right now. I just don't know. But we are here to promote all these cultural things. So it's all great. Mm. It's all great. I will watch it. I will check it out.
Thank you.
This is from Carito May. What's the most useless talent you have?
Most useless talent I have? Most useless talent I have. I am a jack of all trades when it comes to useless talents. Let's see. Useless talent I have? I can pitch my voice really, really high.
Explain.
Like sound like a child.
Oh. Can we hear this useless talent?
Please give me something to say or else I'm going to blank.
let's do… Oh my God. I'm so excited to watch Beetlejuice.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to watch Beetlejuice. I'm so excited. Are you excited, Eric?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Well, I'm gonna watch Beetlejuice and I'm gonna watch all the little Beetles getting just squashed out of
my room.
And then Argentina's gonna sing me a song.
Good?
That was traumatic.
Was it traumatic or dramatic? Maybe
traumatic,
a little bit of both.
Traumatic, you know.
Okay, well, we have another question for you, Alexa. Okay.
I feel like we're going to lose listeners on this episode. Not to your fault at all. It's just I'm in a certain condition. all right, hey, next up. This is from It's IN. What's the weirdest dream you've had?
Weirdest dream I've had? Okay, recently I had a very weird one. And so the dream started. I was with a friend at like some kind of like party and like CL, some of my name, was hosting. I don't know. I didn't recognize anybody, but we were just on this banquet hall full of people, but like CL was the party host or something.
Oh, hey.
And then my friend went off somewhere, and then I, you know, I don't know how time works in dreams.
It doesn't work.
And then, so I had just gone to try to find my friend, and I heard them talking in like the adjacent room. But like when I went to try to go find them, it wouldn't let me through the doorway. Like, you know, like when you hold two magnets together, there's like that force field.
Force field, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that kind of thing. I couldn't go through the doorway. And so I started panicking. And then like I hear the sound of breaking glass in the other room. And then I go back into the banquet hall. And I think like CLF told everyone to like throw their shot glasses on the ground or something.
Wow.
So just a lot of broken glass.
Wow.
And then I was finally able to find my friend. And then it was I'm not going to go past this. It was
Alex,
weird.
I can't believe you didn't invite me to this party. I'm
sorry.
Actually really offended that you didn't. We're like, Eric.
I'm surprised CL invited me.
I'm disappointed in the both of you.
Sorry.
For not calling me out and be like, we're going to throw shot glasses and we need you to be here at this banquet.
Sorry. It was a weird dream.
I imagine somebody on Twitter just hearing this and making an animation of like little Alexa running around and the shot glasses being thrown. Am I manifesting? I am. Manifestation.
Please, someone please do it.
Anyways. How was it meeting Hyuna? The ping pong challenge on TikTok was the best from Ali Elizabeth 98.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Oh, because I think the last time I was on Pivok Show, we talked about me being a fan of certain people,
yes.
Specifically in the Panashen.
Yes.
And I've met two of them now.
Okay.
So…
Oh, you did. You met Jesse too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But like being able to like just film that little like TikTok with like Hyuna something, I was so happy because she's like… my number one, like what Ariana and like Beyonce are to other people, that is like what she is to me.
Mm.
Like, she's so nice.
And it happened.
It did.
What did you? Did you have like a freak out? Did you have a meltdown? Did you were like? Did you go into a high pitch voice? Like, oh my god!
No, I did not go up here.
Okay.
But I will say because we got to P Nation a little bit before she did because they just finished like Uma Pangsong that day.
Uh-huh.
But I was like sweating profusely. I'm like, oh my god, why am I so nervous? Like, so I had to like stand by the aircon. I'm like, I cannot be sweaty when the queen gets here. But everything was fine. She came and she literally brought me like a mint choco drink from like Starbucks.
Oh, did you? You should have kept the cup and have her sign it and then put it on a shrine.
A shrine. I mean, that's a little much, my guy. That's a little much, my guy. But she was honestly so nice, so kind.
Yeah.
And she's so pretty. Like, you know, in pictures and videos, she's pretty. But like. Like she's so
like in person, it's different.
She's so pretty.
I don't know if I've met her.
Really?
I'm sure I have.
Mm.
I know I've met all of like 4 minute like back in the day.
True.
But I don't know if I've met Hyuna.
She's iconic.
She is iconic. I'm just like racking my brain. I was I won't say who, but I was doing another podcast recently, and I was like. Oh my god, so nice to meet you. Like, I'm so excited to meet you. They're like, oh, we've met before. I was like, I'm so sorry.
We've met, actually.
And I'm like, oh, I am so sorry. I have the worst memory. And I was like, I'm really sorry. And like, it's okay. I know you're busy. I was like, I'm just going to move on from this.
It's so nice to meet you, Eric.
I was
oh my
like,
gosh.
I'm just going to jump out the door real quick.
Nobody look at me. Do not perceive me.
That was exactly what it was like.
Oh, no.
This is another great question from Mickey Marie. Who is your biggest inspiration when it comes to your fashion and concept ideas?
Oh, biggest inspiration when it comes to
I feel like you do so many different concepts. And like different things, you know?
I mean,
I feel like we're talking fashion. We must speak in this proper accent. I shall.
Okay, so we're going to speak in the proper accent.
You could do whatever you want. But I will go in this British. I don't know what this is. Accent.
All right. Well, if we're going to talk about fashion, then yes. I quite enjoy punk style clothing, a little bit of grunge, you know, a little bit of alternative.
Okay.
I feel like the last time I was on Taebok Show,
yeah.
I also had a little bit of a punk aesthetic too.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
And today, like I said before, it's like a Kyobok concept, but a little bit more punk, you know, yeah?
Yeah, it's like you're in school, but you're not really going to class. You know what I mean?
You turn like Irish there for a second. But you're not really going to class.
You're not really going to class. Yeah.
But I actually really like the designer Vivienne Westwood.
Oh, okay.
I'm heavily inspired by her. She's like one of the OG punk designers. And a lot of like anime and manga I liked growing up featured a lot of her fashion.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Really big in Japan.
I had no clue. But
well,
that's
now
great
you
to
know.
We learn something new every day. We learn something new every day. ASMR. Just I'm repeating it for the people who
don't like ASMR.
Who don't like ASMR. You can hear it twice. Amazing. All right, we're going to play a game. Mm. Sorry. Here we go. Let's see. What are we? Oh my gosh.
Eric said, oh my gosh.
All right, we're going to play two games. First one is called Guess the Dance. Mm? So, can you guess the song based on a single frame of the dance? Okay. That is the challenge. I already know that I cannot.
Okay.
So, this is a game that is heavily reliant on you.
All right. Well, there's a TV.
And if you don't get it, we lose. Nothing happens.
We lose and the world ends.
The world ends.
Oh, no.
Okay, so here we go. Guess the dance. I'm going to pretend… What the heck is going… Oh, I know this. This is really embarrassing though.
Yeah, it's,
wow.
The Boys by Sonia Shida.
It is Girls' Generation. Bring
girls
the boys.
Girls' Generation.
Who did this?
Oh my God.
This is… I know this. Hey, I can get these.
Okay.
This is great. No, but this is…
This is Kashina by Sunmi Sunmi.
It is. But is it Sunmi? It looks more like Eric.
Kashina by Eric Namsumi? You want to give us a little…
Sorry. I apologize.
Oh.
NCT?
Yeah.
No.
Good.
I have no
it's
idea.
Kick It by NCT 127. Something.
Oh my gosh, I got that. These are too easy for Alexa. This is Look My Way. I have to show you the menu. Wait, you don't know this song?
No.
There's, look this way. I'm going to show you all the rules and regulations. What? Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's I Can't Stop Me by Twice.
Of course. That's I was checking, making sure
making
you
sure.
knew.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, I know this one too. Mm-hmm. Do you know this one?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You promise you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What
well,
is it?
This one, it goes, stop, there is a gun in the street. There is a gun in the street.
She was on the talk show, Eric.
Wait, it's definitely that song. You don't know that song?
That goes,
stop, there is a gun in the street.
Oh, which group sings
the song? So it's called the Gun Street Boys.
The Gun Street Boys.
Yeah.
With S or a Z.
With a Z.
With a Z.
Yeah.
Gun Street Boys.
Am I wrong? I'm not wrong. Am I wrong?
I mean, maybe.
Okay, so what do you think
I
it is?
I believe it's Gotta Go by Asam Maynim.
By what?
Chung Asam Maynim.
Oh. No, that looks like stop. I have a gun in the street.
My ribs.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay, what is it?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? I said, hey, how you doing?
My name is Eric. Oh no. Do I know this one though? Hold on. Do I know this one? I'm assuming it's a boy group.
Yes. I think so.
I think
I know what it is.
I don't know if I actually know this one.
Is it?
Oh. I think it's a move by Taemin something. There's that move when it goes…
What?
And then the…
Oh
yeah,
my gosh. I was going to say, is this BTS? Oh my sheesh.
It's me. I was right.
I think, you guys got the song wrong. It's definitely… Hey! How you
doing? I do it.
Oh, yeah. You know this one, right?
Something tells me it's my song, but… Are they covering
Is it Alexa,
Alexa
or is it Alexa or is it… Whoa, there's a spider. The itsy bitsy spider. Whoa, there's a spider. The itsy bitsy spider.
It might be that one. It might be, truly.
Yeah, I think it's that one. But you know, you could be right.
I could be right. I could be wrong.
All right, so you think it's Alexa.
Is it Whoa, there's a spider by Eric Nam? It is me!
It's Alexa Bomb Dance Cover it by Dale in Australia. They're doing your dance.
I remember seeing the cover.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? How does it feel like when you see like covers of people dancing?
It's so like mind-blowing because like that's what I started out doing. Like I covered other people's songs and then here I am. So
full circle.
Like, full circle.
Yeah.
Circle of K-pop life.
Let me know if you ever want to learn. Whoa, there's a spider. The itsy bitsy spider. Spider. I hate myself.
TikTok challenge now.
Okay, we have another game.
Oh,
this
no.
one's called Boomer, or I don't know what that word is, so we're just, no.
Zoomer. I feel like we're either going to be on the same page or it's going to be very different.
It's Boomer or Zoomer.
Jay likes to call me a Zoomer, but I don't know.
Boomer is what?
Like, old. And then Zoomer's like, Gen Z.
Oh.
You know what the kids do nowadays.
Okay, well, let's see how it goes. Chair emojis. Okay, so the game is, we're going to show us a bunch of things. We have to figure out what it means, or if we know what it means, we say it. Something like that. So, chair emojis. Do you know what a chair emoji stands for?
Is it referencing like Kendrick Lamar, sit down, be humble?
I don't know. Is it like sit down, take a seat? Or is it like… Okay, hold on. It says, replacing the laughing emoji with a chair emoji as an inside joke. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let's understand this.
I do not understand it. If I'm watching this, you're part of the inside joke. The joke is we're going to replace the laughing emoji with chair.
Oh, so this kid, this TikToker is just playing with the world.
So it's your fault now that we laugh with chairs now.
So, okay. Well, then I'm going to start my own.
Okay, what are we doing?
Anytime that you have a laugh or a heart emoji, it's two.
Okay.
If this is a function of… F in the parentheses, heart or smiley face equals
negative B plus or minus the square root
of 43. But
loud and clear.
We're gonna put in a what's a good emoji?
The mermaid emoji.
Yes.
Mermaid emoji.
Yes.
Okay.
I mermaid you
yeah,
too,
that's
Eric. What it means.
I mermaid dive studios.
Okay. No cap.
I still don't.
Alexa's new album is amazing. No cap. Oh, this is like the spelling bee. No cap.
Can I get the country of origin, please?
Yes. Alexa's new album is amazing. No cap.
Anytime Jay said this, I don't get it. Is it like gamer speak? I don't…
Is it like no lie? Or
no
like…
No lie? But like why cap?
It's like bang, bang, bang.
As in like the cap is off something, so it's like all unleashed? Like is…
I don't know. It's like no hat. Is it like a hat cap or is it…
I don't
cap
know.
Cap is
pretty
another
sure it's
word
A-B,
for lie.
But,
no cap means no lie. What, like in what world though does cap mean lie?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you say lie?
I don't know. I mean like regionally there's different dialects and everything. So I don't know. I mean…
I'm just honestly curious.
I honestly have no idea.
I understand. If anybody knows, please let us know in the comments. Or tweet us. Or whatever.
Squid Game.
Hits different.
Squid Game
hits different. Have you seen Squid Game yet?
I have seen it all. I downloaded the episode to finish it on the plane here.
I have not watched any of it.
Do not
spoil it. I have not had a moment.
Eric!
I do not even have a TV. I
don't have a TV either, but I have my iPad and the Netflix.
But I haven't had time.
Eric!
I'm really excited. Nobody spoil anything. If you do, I will come for you with…
Vengeance.
A chair emoji.
Oh. Chair emoji. dang
it's
it.
Different.
So I can't talk about Squid Game.
No,
oh,
you can't.
Multiple game. Oh.
Okay, you know what? We will let you talk about Squid Game. You have 10 seconds. I'm going to plug my ears.
Okay.
Everybody who's listening,
okay.
If you don't want a spoiler, turn your volume off for the next, let's be safe, 15 seconds.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
I loved Kang Se-bok so much. She is so cool. Oh my gosh, player 456, I salute you. But why would you go back? Why would you go back, my guy? Also, I dig the red hair. Okay, done.
Okay. Yes. So what does hits different mean?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it's like… I don't know.
It feels like dang.
Like…
Or like…
Something…
It's like super good. Like super dope.
I guess, yeah. Like…
Are you a boomer? I feel like I'm a zoomer.
Mentally, I was… Yeah, I think I'm a boomer. I don't know. I only know things because I learn things from TikTok. But like
hey,
that's all.
That's the world. That's the culture. When something hits different, it is significantly better than usual or is way better under certain circumstances.
Oh. Okay, yeah. So it's like better than the norm.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh.
It's like, oh damn, it's hot.
But it hits different.
But it's like, hey, that hits different.
Oh.
Oh my God, that pizza hits different. It hit my tongue. The taste buds were hit at a different angle. So it tastes really good.
Really good.
I hope the people who are boomers are really getting a great education from us today.
Well, you know? That's what we live to.
And if you're a zoomer, don't judge us, okay? Sus. Eric looks sus today. Hey.
I mean, it's just…
Hey.
It's like children in my suspicious.
Suspicious. Yes, but I guess we should give more context to what suspicious means. Can we see
Eric looks suspicious today.
Sus. Giving the impression that something is questionable, dishonest, or suspicious.
Yes.
I think Script Spelling Bee should hire me and you.
Oh, and me?
To give the prompts.
All right, that works for me. Okay.
Spell armadillo.
Armadillo.
Next question. Next question. All right. What is this? How do you even read this? Chugi? Chugi?
I thought it was like Chugi.
I was like, is this going to be a Korean pronunciation?
Same. I was like,
a Spanish pronunciation?
Chugi.
Chugi or Chugi? Chugi. Chugi.
Chugi.
I'll use this Chugi. Chugi? I have no idea.
I also don't.
I would almost say, is this chewy?
Fashionable? Oh.
The opposite of trendy.
Oh.
So not trendy? Chugi?
Oh. Okay.
Who came up with this word?
I don't know.
Who?
Children?
Chugi. Chugi. Okay, well now we know. Touch grass. Are you okay? Go touch grass.
I think this is the equivalent to like go outside and like…
Take a
like,
breath of fresh air.
Like go look at some flowers or something. Like you need to get outside and like…
Go refresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like stop being on your phone. Go touch some grass. Like… Get off your phone.
Go get some fresh air.
Yeah, like live your life outside of things. I don't know. But I've seen this used a few times, but…
Okay.
Come back to reality. Yeah,
come back to reality. They need to get some fresh air and get in touch with how the real world works. Touch grass. Is that kind of like… No, this is different. When people would be like, go play in traffic. I'm like… Oh.
Go play in traffic.
Did no one ever say that? I feel like I heard that a lot. People are like, hey, you need to go play in traffic. I'm like, oh, whoa, what?
Because that's like an insult. Like when you say, like, hey, go touch some grass. It's like, okay, come back to reality. Get your head on straight. But then
go play in traffic,
and be like, and then I'd be like, wait, do you mean like deadlock, like gridlock traffic where like cars aren't moving? Or like where cars are moving? Like what do you mean?
Anyways. Should I try to beat the red light? Or
Right. Don't, you guys,
don't
disclaimer,
play in traffic.
Do not play in
traffic. Don't play in traffic.
Don't use that phrase, okay, no. Guys? It's not a very nice phrase. So it's mean. Not like touch grass.
No.
Okay, there you go. Very clear. Ick.
Ick.
Example, snoring is a major ick.
I mean, is that like not gross? Just like an onomatopoeia? Just like, ick. Like,
yeah.
Gross.
Ugh. Like, something someone does that is an instant turnoff for you.
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of like just the onomatopoeia. Like, just, ick. Exactly. Like watching mukbang is major. You know?
Okay.
Is it busted? Busted.
Is how do I read this?
I think it's is it bussin'.
Is it bussin' Janelle?
I only know this because TikTok, but I didn't even know it from the original one. I just know because these guys made a song. But I don't exactly know what the proper definition is, as it is like AAV, I'm pretty sure. But it's like when something is like exceptionally good, I think.
Oh. Wow, I felt really cool right now. Oh.
But the joke with Janelle is like there's this like vegan lady on TikTok and she tries to make like alternative like versions of snacks. And so like I guess someone had commented, oh, like is it bussin' Janelle? Like does it taste good?
Oh, is it like dope?
And it became like a meme.
Okay. When something tastes really good, okay, there we go. All right. Now
I've seen people use it saying
like anything else.
Not just food. Okay, so people are misusing it then. Interesting.
Well, I mean, whatever. Slaps. Slaps. Example. This burger slaps.
I would assume it means it's good.
It's delicious. It's really good.
To be amazing.
It's kind of like… What was the other one where I said like it hits your taste bud? It hits different. It's like slaps. Oh my gosh. If you're thinking about it, these are all very quite aggressive. you're getting hit different. You're getting slapped. You know, it's aggressive language. Children these days using these ridiculous words.
And then there's go touch some grass. just touch some grass. Hey, I use that.
This is actually a white fish. This is Nemo's mother.
I was thinking about the Doctor Who thing, you know.
Doctor Who.
The skins.
Yes. When you're left speechless, confused, unsettled. That's exactly how I felt looking at that.
I use that a lot.
Yeah.
I use that a lot.
It also looked like a goldfish.
It did.
A white goldfish. Albino goldfish. But anywho, that was our game. Boomer or Zoomer. I actually think we did really well.
Yeah.
We were very… We're very young.
We are. We're so young. My joints don't hurt at all.
And you know what? Young people say that all the time. We're really young.
Yes.
You know you're young when you can
so say. Youthful. so
we are
sprightly.
The fountains of youth.
We truly are. I do not have scoliosis at all.
I feel bad.
No.
I don't mean to loop you in with me, but I took that liberty just for this mm-hmm. moment. I'm sorry.
I mean, what? It was like your 17th birthday recently? Like, you're so young, Eric.
Okay, time out. Listen, I recently felt really good about myself. I shot a music video in Georgia.
Georgia?
In Georgia.
Okay.
In Savannah. And after everything wrapped, my people on my team wanted beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was ordering food and I was like, can I get two beers? And they're like, I need to see your ID. I gave them my ID and I was like, well, gosh, I got my ID. Oh my gosh. Well, then she goes, this is fake. And I was like, no, it's not. She's like, is this fake? I was like, no, like this is real. She's like, I need to get my manager. So I sat there as there's a line forming behind me to order food mm-hmm. and drink. And the manager comes and she was like, are you sure this is you? I was like, and I embarrassingly had to be like, it is me.
Pull up and Google. Look, Eric Knopf.
I literally had to Google myself and be like, look, this is the same day. She's like, what's your address? What's your birthday? I was like, is this real? So all to say, I just turned 19.
Just turned 19. Well, 21 to make drinking a legal thing.
Oh, yes.
Just turned 21.
I just turned 23
and me.
Yes. Sorry, I just as a young person, it made me feel really good.
I mean, you know? We always love looking younger than we are.
And she goes, you look way too young to. So I was just.
And that's on being.
It's because I'm 23. Yeah. But anyways, okay. I'm gonna shut up. I think it's about time to wrap it. Mm. I know you have to head out to do your fan meeting.
Yes, I do.
And I know you're incredibly busy, but thank you so much for making time.
Not
it's always so good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you too.
Yeah. And I hope that we can have you back on Dive more regularly.
That would be nice.
You know?
That would be nice.
If,
whoever's
here's
watching
a question.
This.
If you were to ever do your own show.
Yes.
Like you already did How Did I Get Here, which we love. And like maybe that'll come back someday.
Rest in peace.
You know, maybe we'll pull it out of the heavens. What would you want to do?
I mean, something similar to like How Did I Get Here would be fun. Just, you know, random facts. Because uh-huh. I enjoy random facts.
Okay.
I learned so much random stuff from How Did I Get Here.
Yeah.
And it was applicable to my real life at least one or two times. So I was like, oh, okay. I know this now because of my podcast.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, either random facts or maybe like, I don't know, talk about like fashion theory.
Fashion theory?
Or
what
like
is
the history
theory?
Of fashion.
The
like,
history of fashion.
Mm.
Okay. That's good to know. Mm. Maybe we do something that's not… Maybe not even a podcast. Maybe it's like a digital thing that's like all about Alexa and fashion.
Fun.
And we talk about Vivienne Westwood.
Yes.
But it has to be in a British accent.
But it has to be in a British accent.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I can be consistent though.
It's fine. It's just if I just try it.
I just try it. Okay.
Just try it.
We keep switching from proper the Queen's English to Cockney. Okay.
All the time. All right. At least you know the difference. I don't even know the freaking difference. I almost cursed right there. But I didn't. I caught myself.
I'm so sorry to any Europeans watching this.
I'm sorry to everybody watching this or listening to this every time. I'm like, I'm really sorry. But anyways, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
Safe
me.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say to our listeners, to your fans, Ooh. Anything you want to plug, anything sure. you need to share?
Hi. I am in the law. I'm in LA right now. Again, I don't know when this is coming out, but hopefully some of you watching this may have had the opportunity to see me at one of my fan signs here. If not, I'm sorry. Hopefully I'll be back soon. But you know, it's like we said earlier, you know, wear your mask, get vaccinated if you can. Social distance if applicable. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay happy. There's a lot of stuff in the works going on the Alexa project. So just keep your eyes peeled for that. And yeah. Love you guys. Yeah.
Thank you, Alexa, for joining us. Everybody, thank you for joining us here on the Tailbox Show. You guys can, of course, listen to this. Watch it in its entirety on whatever platform you listen to your podcast. And there's youtube.com/divepods and /divestudios for a bunch of video things. Because I made a fool of myself. Doing a lot of things today with Alexa, because that's what I do. You can also become a patron of ours at patreon.com/divestudios because we really appreciate your support. And if you're sick and tired of hearing me talk about ads, then you can listen without ads, without interruption on Patreon as well. We have TikToks where our team makes incredible TikToks. I'm sure there's a lot of… I see her eyes. They're just twinkling with what she's going to make with today's content. I'm actually a little nervous, but it's going to be good. Check it out. And I have a new out… Not album. I have a new single out.
Woo.
I have a new single out. Please support it. I'm a fully independent artist now. So everything counts. And I would love and appreciate your support.
Give Eric money.
Just listen to my music and watch the videos and I'll see you guys on tour. Oh, I think I just probably… By the time this is out, I just announced my tour.
You do tour?
Yeah.
When do tour?
Okay, so the news is probably out. I'm doing 45 cities. 45 cities. I hope to see you there. 45 cities, US, Europe, North America. I'm coming to a city near you and… Please come. It'll be so much fun. And Alexa, I hope you come too.
If I can, I will.
But anyways, everybody, again, like Alexa was saying, stay healthy, stay safe. And as always, we always do this. Alexa.
Yes.
Could we request an outro, jingle, or anything?
Outro, jingle. Okay.
It could be a jingle. It could be a rap. It could be a thought.
A thought. Closing back with, babies and fingernails in the womb. a jingle. A jingle. Okay. Okay. Hey, we're in LA. The Dave Box Show with Eric Nam. Let's go. Woo!
Bye-bye. Have a great week. Bye. Thanks, Alexa.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Dave Box with Eric Nam.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.